Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Ruben, it is such a pleasure for me to talk to you today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for caring.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm Mexican Salvadorian.
Oh, wow.
So I don't have a lot of entertainment characters that I can necessarily relate to. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Salazar.
Neither do I.
Right. You're from Panama, correct?
Yes. Central American like you.
Absolutely. And so finding out that some of your backstory is, you know, the Civil War in El Salvador, escaping that to provide a better life for your wife, your daughter, it really hit home for me because that's what my mom did. She escaped El Salvador during the Civil War in order to try and make a better life. She went to the Bay Area, coincidentally met my dad, and then a couple of years later, here I am.
I don't think people understand how terrible it was during those years in Salvador. I don't think people really understood, not just in this country, in the United States, but I think in all America, in all the Americas, I don't think they understood how cruel. Guatemala was awful, mm-hmm. Nicaragua was awful, Honduras was awful, but in Salvador, there was like a special bent on violence. Even an archbishop was killed during mass, broad daylight. I mean, and mm-hmm. I remember the scenes of the people when they were outside the church, when they were, because of Romero, after Romero's killing, how people were being killed, massacred right there in the steps on broad daylight again. I don't think they really understood how terrible it was then and what the corollary of that is now. Because of all the problems that Salvador has had, not just with the Maras, but mm-hmm. also with the government, with Arena and with Farabundo Martí, and that's why you have Bukele now. I mean, it's basically the response of people that are tired with the left and tired with the right, and all of a sudden don't know what to do.
Yeah. So you completely understand. So when seeing Daniel and seeing how his responses to certain situations since season one, mm-hmm. I understand kind of his fight or flight mentality mm-hmm. and really how he's able to stay composed in certain situations. Mm-hmm. And I think I feel a lot of empathy for him as far as, when is he going to catch a break?
Well, he almost was, you know, and right now, I think this episode probably was one of the moments where you would think that he was beginning to sort of find the place that he had sort of dreamt mm-hmm. for Los Angeles to be for Ofelia and Griselda.
Right.
But I think that what happens is that in the back of Salazar is a very complicated man, as you know, mm-hmm. very complex character because of all the pressures that he's had since he was a child. Growing up in the middle of this turmoil. So the fact that he couldn't really, at the end of the day, protect his wife and his daughter, that sort of weighs on him. And now with this situation, with this scenario, with Morgan and this new place, he was very close to finally finding that peace, you know? And I think that that sort of created a shock and made him flip, which is what he's experiencing now, which they call PTS. I think it's, he was very close, but he doesn't get a break, like you say. He never does.
It feels like this this last episode, you're talking about Handle with Care, he got really close to it. And I think maybe him being able to finally, for the lack of a better term, let down his hair, you know, he's in his community, really finally gave him an opportunity to decompress.
Yes.
And it's something that he hasn't been able to do.
Yes. But as soon as he does that, then the door opens again. Yeah. The door that he had locked. And instead of zombies, our concept, the memory of what he couldn't do. And it's like it fogs. It's like he has, it brings a fog. And then he escapes by closing. And when he closes, he forgets and he's not aware of what he's doing, which is a horrible situation for him because he needs to be respected also.
And go ahead.
No,
I can't imagine the situation that they had with Virginia. They got broken up, and there was a lot of backhanded deals, secrets, plans going on. So all these people trying to come together now and work together, they hadn't necessarily been honest with each other or with anyone for such a long time.
Right.
And I think even trying to work together and Morgan leaving Daniel in charge, you know, there's still a fight response instead of a, you know, because you don't really necessarily feel safe.
No, and no one does really. No, but the bottom line is what he said. He said at a time when we needed to trust each other, we had lied so much,
right?
Before that, nobody trusted anyone, and you cannot really build anything from untrust, a base of deception and whatnot. And he knows, because he had to deceive in order to create the opportunity for Morgan to do this, create this place where everybody could then develop. But it's a horrible situation. It's a horrible situation that it seems almost endless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting because you would think that your biggest opponent is going to be the zombies or the walkers as they're called on the show, or your next opponent. But you know, you've been through so much, and it's a common theme I think with Walking Dead shows where you're so heightened for so long that you. And so worried about other people that you really forget to check on yourself.
Absolutely. And also there's a common thread in this, in that it's almost as if people, and it's an interesting contradiction, because it's almost as if people didn't think it possible to create or recreate some form of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Salazar is at a point where he thinks it is possible, which is very on him. You know, it's not, and he's doing it thinking, okay, I'm going, if I can't do it for me, I'm going to do it for Grace's baby.
Right.
You know, if I couldn't do it for Ophelia, I'm going to do it for Charlie. I'm going to do it for Grace. He's like in a different place, and everybody's in another, in the place where he was before. And not being nice about it. And then on the middle of all that, you have the Strands with their ambitions and things, you know, because now he's like the big guy.
Right.
So it's like.
I have time for one more question, and I can't leave you without asking you about that moment when Morgan asks you, are you okay? As an actor, how do you handle that moment? Because it was to me, it was heartbreaking.
It was the moment, it was heartbreaking for me to watch. I just, one thing you do always, Emmanuel, is to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you really have to understand the situation and who your character is. And I do. I really do. And once you have that, then the other thing has to do with how everybody else, Morgan, Lenny, James, and deals with it as well. Because you're getting feedback. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times I'm working. Well, I'm in a scene, and you see how what you're doing is affecting the person that you're talking to. And you can see it in their eyes. Sometimes their eyes get watery. Sometimes there's something there that you see that helps you as well, you know? So that moment, and you're very right, that was, for me, the most incredible moment. When he said it's confusing. I mean, it's like, oh, God. Because it was very important also for the audience to believe,
right,
that Salazar is not acting, you know, putting another deception.
Yeah, that's very true.
Although some people are still going to think like, oh, no, that's something that... But it's like that moment, that, as you put it, I agree with you. It's freaking heartbreaking.
Yeah. Ruben, I wish I could talk to you longer. There's so much more to cover.
Thank you. Keep in touch and let me know if you ever want to talk again. I'm fine.
Absolutely. I would love to. Like I said, your character means a lot to me, because I can create a little bit more of that backstory in my head, because I understand a little bit based on what my family went through, and seeing what you're going through. I look forward to seeing how that continues on in this season and beyond. Well,
I hope I can do a job that merits your trust and that merits the any reflection on all the difficulties that so many good people have suffered in Salvador.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Likewise.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.